The Christmas Story. This nativity style play tells the classic Christmas tale with a slight twist. Hang on a second. White Christmas? When did we ever have a white Christmas? Well, once my brother got a bean bag as a present and my mum tried to help him fill it up while the fan was still on, and the little beans went everywhere and it was almost up. I don't think that's what the song is about. No, it's about snow. Everyone knows that Christmas is all about snow. And presents. Yay, and presents. Do you all want to know what Christmas is really about? I could tell you the story of the first Christmas. Was it white? No, I don't think it was. Phew! But there were some great presents. You see, it all started about 2,000 years ago in a town far away. Was it a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away? Not in a different galaxy, but something supernatural was about to happen. About 2,000 years ago, in the town of Nazareth, there lived a young woman named Mary. She was engaged to be married to Joseph, a carpenter. When God saw Mary, he knew she was a faithful and wonderful person. Mary was just going about her daily business when an angel appeared before her. Mary, I'm an angel. I'm appearing before you. Merry Christmas. Wait a second. How can Mary wish him a Merry Christmas? You said this was the story of the first Christmas. Oh yeah, sorry. Mary, you've been chosen to have a baby, a very special baby. The baby will be God's son, and you will call him Jesus. Wow, that is a pretty cool thing to say. Told you. But things were not easy for Mary and Joseph. Joseph had a visit from an angel as well, so he knew all about Jesus. But there was this Roman ruler named Caesar Augustus who decided that he was going to hold a census. What's a census? It's sort of like taking the roll for a really big group of people. I guess that doesn't sound too bad. But everyone had to go back to the city in which they were born before they could take the census. Just like going to a classroom to take the roll. Sort of, but Joseph was born in a place called Bethlehem. And it was about 70 miles away from where they were. Is that like all the way to Satupradit? No, it's even further than that. It's almost as far as Chiang Mai. Okay, that would be a long way. Did they have to catch the bus? There were no buses. Joseph had to walk, but Mary got to ride a donkey. After a very long and bumpy trip, Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem. How many people had to go back to where they were born? Everyone. I bet it was pretty busy in the city. It was very busy and the city was very full. I hope Mary and Joseph rang and booked ahead. No, Mary and Joseph didn't book ahead. How could they book ahead? There was no telephone in those days. I don't know. They could have sent a pigeon. A pigeon? Unfortunately, Mary and Joseph did not think to send a pigeon with a note, and so they had to try to find a place to sleep when they arrived. Finally, after Mary's feet were very sore, they came across a pleasant innkeeper.
Hello. Hello, I'm the innkeeper. Could we stay here tonight? My wife is going to have a baby and we can't find anywhere to stay. I'm sorry, I have no room left at my inn. You really should have sent a pigeon. Wait, if you don't mind a bit of mess, you could stay in the stable. I can ask my wife to get you some blankets and a few pillows. That would be wonderful. So Mary and Joseph spent the night in the stable, surrounded by hay and animals. During the night, Mary gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. and they named him Jesus. She had the King of Kings in a stable. The Son of God had been born in Bethlehem.